can you both state your name just to start out so you hear your name on the recording?
Barbara.
Charles.
And were you born in Roswell, both of you, or did you move to Roswell as children?
I was born in Roswell.
I was born in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay. What's your dates of birth, if you don't mind giving your age?
11/26/36.
3/20/33.
So a little older.
Yeah.
A little older man. Can you tell me about your parents? What were they born in Roswell? Where were they born? What kind of things did your parents do?
My parents were born in Roswell. My mother was. My father was born in Atlanta, but moved out to Alpharetta for a time, met my mother, and got married, and after that they lived in Roswell until they passed away.
What kind of jobs did they do?
My father was a farmer, and my mother was a homemaker with 8 children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had 8 siblings.
I'm number 8.
Oh, wow. So they've gone through a lot before you then.
Exactly.
Did all your siblings, did they stay in Roswell too, most of them, or did a lot of them move?
Most of them stayed around Sandy Springs and Roswell. They all wound up in Roswell.
And Charles, your family, your parents?
My mother was born in Cherokee County, and my father was born in Pickens County.
What did they do when they were?
Well, my father was he worked in a grocery store with my grandfather, who owned the store, and then he passed away, him and his brother, owned the grocery store.
And did you have siblings too?
I had a brother and a sister.
Were they older than you? Or younger?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest? This is the baby and the oldest. And
right.
That's how my parents are too, though. And did they stick around the area too, your family?
They did. They lived in Marietta until my mother got killed in an automobile accident in 1997. And then my dad, I moved him to Roswell. And he died here in 2004.
Wow, good long life then.
Yeah, he was 98 and a half.
So when did you move to Roswell then? When were you?
I moved to Roswell when I married her.
When you married her, okay. So you married someone outside of Roswell then and brought him in. I've heard a lot of some people say it was a little bit, you know, Was it a big deal?
His cousin brought him to me.
Oh, okay. Why was his cousin bringing him to you? Was he trying to get rid of him or?
No, not as good looking as he is. Wasn't any problem to get rid of him. I just thought we'd make a nice couple. She and I were very good friends. We met when we were about 8 and 10 years old. So
how'd you meet her?
Through church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I met him on the back porch of his home when I was 14. He was making ice cream. And my family had gone by before going to church. And that's how I met him.
That's right.
Did he make good ice cream?
And then he was so shy that his cousin insisted, he asked me for a date, and he insisted that she come with him. He would ask me a date if she would come with him. So that's how it happened.
Did he make good ice cream? Was the ice cream good? Did you try
the
it?
The ice cream was good. Yeah.
That's important.
Old-time homemade ice cream.
So to ask you a little bit about when you were younger in Roswell, since you didn't come until you got married. What school did you go to in Roswell? What did you?
I went to Northwestern, actually, in Crabapple, the grammar school there, and I attended Milton High School. The cutoff between Roswell and Alpharetta was just about a quarter mile below our house.
Okay. I was just talking to someone who went to Roswell and said that people from Roswell, girls wouldn't date the boys from Milton. There's a big rivalry.
Oh, yeah, a big rivalry there, yeah.